Blog Talk Radio. coming back to where we started. Coming back to where we started. When I first felt your love. You're all that matters, Jesus. You're all that matters. Coming back to what really matters. Just your heart. Just wanna bless your heart, Jesus. I'm caught up in your presence. I just wanna sit here at your feet. I'm caught up in this holy moment. Never wanna leave. And oh, I'm not here for blessing. Jesus, you don't owe me anything. And more than anything that you can do. Oh, I just want you.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for taking the time to join me tonight on Prolific Fire. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. Thank you, everybody that's on the phone line. Thank you, everybody that's online. Thank you, everybody that's listening through the podcast, listening on iTunes, listening through Twitter or Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being a part of Prolific Fire. I couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. The first song I played for tonight was I Knew What I Was Getting Into by Missy Edwards. And the second song was Nothing Else by Cody Carnes. Well, with that being said, let's get right into the word for tonight. Once again, thank you, everybody. Let's get into it.
Father God, give me the strength to deliver this message, Lord God, the way that you gave it to me, God, that people may be delivered on tonight, Lord God, that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12, from the Contemporary English Version, the CEV. Again, it's Jonah, chapter 1, verses 1 through 12. Jonah runs from the Lord. One day the Lord told Jonah, the son of Amittai, to go to the great city of Nineveh and say to the people, the Lord has seen your terrible sins. You are doomed. Instead, Jonah ran from the Lord. He went to the seaport of Joppa and found a ship that was going to Spain. So he paid his fare. Then got on the ship and sailed away to escape. But the Lord made a strong wind blow, and such a bad storm came up that the ship was about to be broken into pieces. The sailors were frightened, and they all started praying to their gods. They even threw the ship's cargo overboard to make the ship lighter. All this time, Jonah was down below, sound asleep. The ship's captain went to him and said, how can you sleep at a time like this? Get up and pray to your God. Maybe he will have pity on us and keep us from drowning. Finally, the sailors got together and said, let's ask our God to show us who caused all this trouble. It turned out to be Jonah. They started asking him, are you the one who brought all this trouble on us? What business are you in? Where do you come from? What is your country? Who are your people? Jonah answered, I'm a Hebrew, and I worship the Lord God of heaven, who made the sea and the dry land. When the sailors heard this, they were frightened, because Jonah had already told them he was running from the Lord. Then they said, "Do you know what you have done?" The storm kept getting worse, until finally the sailors asked him, What should we do with you to make the sea calm down? What should we do with you to make the sea calm down? Jonah told them, "Throw me into the sea, and it will calm down. I'm the cause of this terrible storm." So the sailors ended up throwing Jonah overboard. They ended up throwing Jonah over the ship. Have you ever felt like you were dressed, ready, had your money, and a plan? But the moment you stepped out to execute the plan, something happened, and you got completely thrown off your game. Have you ever felt like you've come so far, but not far enough, because somehow your past is still catching up to you and throwing you off your game? This was Jonah's dilemma in tonight's foundational text. He was dressed to go to Spain. He was ready to go to Spain. He had the money to go to Spain. He paid his money to go to Spain. That was his plan. Notice I said that was his plan. But as it turned out, he hadn't come far enough in miles to escape his past. His disobedience was still there and catching up to him little by little, throwing him off his game plan, a plan that was never God's plan to begin with. God's plan for him was Nineveh. God said Nineveh. Jonah chose Spain. God said Nineveh. Jonah chose Spain. There was no miscommunication. Oh, no, there was no miscommunication. Jonah heard God clearly. The devil didn't make Jonah disobey. Hear me, the devil did not make Jonah do it. Some of the things we accuse the devil of is not so. The devil didn't make Jonah disobey. This was all Jonah. He was the reason he couldn't break through to the next level. He was the reason he couldn't break through to the next level. As Prophetess Pate would say, Jonah was his own self-fault. He was the reason something kept coming up to throw him off. He was the reason that something kept coming up to throw him off, to throw him off his game. Even though he appeared to be ready, he appeared to be ready for the journey. He had the money to finance the trip. He had worked it out. He had worked it out in his head. He had worked out a plan to get from point A to point B. He was on board with his ticket in his hand. That's how close he was to getting what he wanted. He was on board with his ticket in his hand. Have you ever been so close to getting what you wanted? So close that you can see yourself in Spain. So close that you can see yourself in Spain. See yourself walking across that graduation stage. See yourself making more than minimum wage. Like Jonah, just when you thought you had escaped, that's when something happens to throw you off your game. A storm you weren't expecting comes up, and you go overboard, completely thrown off. Thrown off tonight's message. Jonah stepped up onto the ship. Jonah stepped up onto the ship and was so confident that things were going to work out that the text says Jonah was down below. Jonah was down below the deck, sound asleep. Have you ever been so confident that things were going to work out until things didn't actually go as you had planned? Have you ever been so confident that you stepped up and said and did some things you now regret? Have you ever been so confident that you stepped up and said and did some things that you now regret? We all have. If we be honest, we all have, right? At least Jonah was man enough to admit in tonight's text. At least he was man enough to admit it. He was man enough to admit that he was the cause of the terrible storm that had came upon the sailors. While many of us, for whatever reason, are still unable to admit that we are our own self-fault, while many of us, for whatever reason, are still unable to admit that we are our own self-fault, that we are the cause of a lot of the stuff going on with us, Jonah admitted it. He just stepped up and admitted it. But still, he wasn't ready to repent. He wasn't ready to get delivered. You see, the love, real repentance, real deliverance requires more than you admitting your guilt. Real deliverance, real repentance requires more than you admitting your guilt, admitting it was your fault. You must also be willing to turn away from your sin and to seek to do better, not just talk it. Something many of us are not ready to do yet. For whatever reason, many of our loved ones are not ready to do that yet. Remember, 2 Chronicles 7:14 from the New King James says, "If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways." So there must be some turning away. There must be some turning away for it really to be considered repentance. There must be some turning away for it really to be considered repentance. But like many of us, many of our loved ones, Jonah wasn't ready yet. Instead, Jonah went from being thrown off the ship, just completely thrown off, to being trapped in the belly of a whale for 3 days and three nights, Jonah 1:17. In other words, things just kept getting worse. In other words, things just kept getting worse as Jonah went from one extreme to the next. Many of you, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Things just keep getting worse. Things just keep getting worse. And he, Jonah, was made to be inside a whale 3 days and three nights. He was made, forced to have his life, mirror the life of Jesus prior to his coming. The scripture says in Matthew 12:40, King James Version, "For as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth." Jonah was made to stay inside the whale unharmed for 3 days and three nights until he was ready to give up his life, until he was ready to give up his life, ready to give up his will. "Father, not my will," until he was ready to say like Jesus, "Father, not my will, but yours be done." Luke 22:42. Until he was ready to be buried, just like in the heart of the earth, 3 days and three nights. Real repentance requires that you be buried. Real repentance requires that you be buried. And the only person people see when they see you is Jesus and what Jesus has done for you. Real repentance leads to you being delivered up out of your current lifestyle. Real repentance leads to you being delivered up out of your current lifestyle, your current habits and desires. But we're going to be honest tonight. But like Jonah, like many of us, like many of our loved ones, you're not ready to let go of what you like, what you enjoy, what you still have a taste for. Yeah, I said it. You're not ready to let go of what you like, what you enjoy, what you still have a taste for. And disobedience in one area is disobedience in every area. And disobedience in one area is disobedience in every area. By the same principle, the Word of God says, if you break one commandment, you've broken them all. If you break one commandment, you've broken them all. James 2:10. If you're disobedient in one area, you will be disobedient in other areas as well. It just makes it easier to continue doing whatever you're doing. It just makes it easier to continue doing it, continue doing whatever you're doing. God told you Nineveh, but like Jonah, you're planning a trip to Spain. Right now, somebody, you're planning something that God didn't even tell you. He told you Nineveh. Whatever Nineveh means to you, he told you Nineveh, but you're planning something that he didn't even tell you. God told you Nineveh, but you're trying to take a job in Joppa. God told you Nineveh, but you're trying to take a job in Joppa. Even though there are people right there on that job, hear me, even though there are people right there on that job where you currently are, that God wants you to minister to in this season. Somebody, God says, give me a season. That's all he wants. Give me a season. It's only for a season. But still, you're trying to take that job, get that job in Joppa. You can't wait. God told you Nineveh, but you're trying to graduate from Sailor's Academy, trying to get that degree and do big things. And that's all well and good. Don't get me wrong. That's all well and good in its season. But for right now, God said Nineveh. That's all well and good. Everything you're trying to do, that's well and good in its season, in its proper time. But for right now, God said Nineveh. Beloved, you can't knowingly walk in disobedience and expect to be blessed. That's abusing his grace. That's taking advantage of his mercy. God told you Nineveh, but you're connected to Nathan. And you wonder why he won't commit. Somebody, God told you Nineveh, but you connected yourself to Nathan, and you wonder why he won't commit. God told you Nineveh, but you've connected yourself to Nancy, and you wonder why that relationship has been a roller coaster ride. It's been a roller coaster ride full of ups and downs because God said, he said Nineveh, y'all. God said Nineveh. Now like Jonah, you and your disobedience might be the cause of the storm. Now like Jonah, you and your disobedience might be the cause of the storm, but you're not the one who sent the storm into your life. Hear me, there's a difference between cause and sent. Now, just like Jonah, you may be the cause. Your disobedience may be the cause of the storm, but you're not the one that sent the storm into your life. God sent whatever it is. God sent whatever it is that's keeping you thrown off. God sent whatever it is that's keeping you thrown off your game. God sent that storm that your disobedience caused. God sent that distraction. God sent that distraction, that last-minute situation, that storm to protect you from you. Oh, yes, he's a merciful God, and he sent that storm. He sent that to protect you from you, the same way he sent a storm after Jonah. Because honestly, and I'm going to be honest with you tonight, you don't know what you want. You don't know what you want. You don't know what you want to do or whom you want to do it with. And you're afraid, you're too afraid to trust God and let his voice lead you. You don't know what you want, you don't know what you want to do and whom you want to do it with. And at the same time, you're still too afraid to trust God and let his voice lead you and tell you what to do. And God is saying Nineveh, but you don't want to hear. But he's saying Nineveh. The Bible says, we know not what to pray for as we ought. Romans 8. Verse 26 from the NIV. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. In other words, so God intervenes. You must remember that he is all-knowing. He is Alpha and the Omega. He knows the end from the beginning. Only he knows what would have happened if Jonah had not been thrown off that ship and actually allowed to make it to Spain. Only he knows what would have happened if Jonah hadn't been thrown off that ship and actually allowed to make it to Spain. He knows danger. Remember this. He knows danger before it is seen. He knows danger before it is seen. Only he knows what would have happened had you gotten that job in Joppa right now. He knows the people currently employed there. Hear me. He knows the people currently employed there that the devil has assigned to get on your nerves. The people that the devil has assigned to get on your nerves. And, oh, yes, get on your nerves. If you didn't know that, you know that tonight. And, yes, there are people assigned to get on your nerves. Penina was that person for Hannah. She was assigned to get under Hannah's skin. Read 1 Samuel chapter 1. Had you taken that job in Joppa right now, instead of staying where you are and ministering life, being a light to those around you, somebody right now would be getting on your nerves had you taken that other job when you need to stay right where you are because God knows. Remember, God says, give me a season. It's only for a season. Give me a season. It's only for a season. It's only for a season. That's somebody's word right there. If you don't remember anything else I said from tonight, that's somebody's word right there. It's only for a season. Only he knows what would have happened had you graduated from that school or continued to be connected to that certain person right now. Financially, you would be suffering to pay back the loan. And emotionally, you would be overly invested in a relationship with Nathan or Nancy. And emotionally, you would have been overly invested in a relationship with Nathan or Nancy. When God said, he told you from the beginning, Nineveh. So if you ask me, I know you didn't, but since you're listening to me and God is speaking through me, since you asked me, I think you should be grateful for every opportunity that didn't come through, for every door that slammed in your face. You should be grateful for every distraction, every last-minute situation that came up and threw you off your game. You should be grateful that it threw you off your game. You should be the happiest thrown-off person around right now because God didn't do it to hurt you. He didn't do it to hurt you, but to prevent you from hurting yourself. Thank you, Lord. God didn't do it to hurt you, but he did it to prevent you from hurting yourself, hurting your destiny, hurting your assignment. You see, Jonah was assigned to Nineveh. In the midst of his disobedience, he was still assigned to Nineveh. That's what's so great about God. You can be disobedient. You can mess up and everything. He still loves you. Whatever he assigned to you is still yours. You're going to go through something, but it's still yours. Jonah was assigned to Nineveh. In the midst of his disobedience, he was still assigned to Nineveh. Somebody, God has not changed his mind about you. Hear me. God has not changed his mind about you. What and who he has assigned to you, what and who he has assigned to you is still waiting on you to get it right. That place, that person, that situation, that job, that career, that whatever God has assigned to you and whoever he has assigned to you is still waiting on you to get it right. So let's get it right. Let's pray. Father God, help us to examine our ways and be able to admit we are indeed our own self-fault. Help us to turn away from things and behavior that does not please you. Help us, Lord God, to find deliverance on tonight, God. Help us, God, we repent. Help us, God. Help us, God, we repent. We turn away. Help us, God, to stop running from our assignment. Break that spirit in us that tries to make us believe disobedience is okay. Help us to accept that you, God, you chose Nineveh for us for whatever reason. So now Nineveh in some of our lives is a person. Still in others of our lives is a place or a thing. Whatever Nineveh represents in our lives as individuals, help us to accept it. Help us to accept, Father, that this is your will for us in this season. Help us to trust you and give this season of our lives to you and eternally, day by day, because salvation is a daily act of obedience. Help us, Lord God, in our obedience walk with you. Help us to get it right. In the name of Jesus, amen. If you need prayer or Bible-based consultation, as I always say, you can call or text 865-408-8690. Again, it's 865-408-8690. Or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. However, beloved, if you're on the phone lines right now via Blog Talk Radio and you have a specific prayer, unrelated to what we just, but you have another prayer, an urgent prayer request, just press 1. Press 1 on your phone, and I will be right with you after these last few announcements. If you need this ministry's PayPal information or Cash App information, for the PayPal, you can go to paypal.me/prolificfire. That's paypal.me/prolificfire. For the Cash App, is the money symbol and prolific fire. The P is capital and prolific, and the F and fire is capital, all written together as one word, prolific fire. As usual, you can find me on Twitter at prolific fire, on Instagram at Prophetess Stacy. DM me on either one of those if you need to. It's fine. That's what I'm here for. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, be sure to join us for the first Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paid of this month. So if you've been missing prayer, been missing out on prayer and encouragement on Friday night, Faith on the Line with Prophetess Paid, you need to join us. You really do. You need to join us Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific by calling the number that many of you called on tonight. Thank you so much. The number again is 347-426-3782. 347-426-3782. Your prayer request will be taken then, too. If you don't get in tonight for whatever reason, you have a second opportunity on Friday, so join us. Then come back on Monday and join me, same time, same place, when the message will be re-energized. I pray that the word of the Lord was a blessing to you tonight and that it will be a blessing to you on Monday. But be sure to join us on Friday first, leading into Monday. To God be the glory.
And before I officially close out, let me give you one last opportunity. If there's somebody on the phone lines and you desire prayer and you're on the phone lines via Blog Talk Radio, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you on tonight. I pray that each of you got something out of the word, something that you needed, something that you needed. If you didn't hear the entire word, please go back and listen to it. It will bless you. At least I hope it will. Go on once. Going twice, going three times. I see that there are no live prayer requests on tonight, but as I always say, there's room for prayer. So if you didn't get it in tonight, you can call back on Friday and join us then. Until then, everybody have a blessed night. I'm out.